Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey, strangers, don't skip this. Today's episode is in a slightly different format than normal. Today, we're pulling from our bonus episodes to bring you a truly weird story for spooky season. So you won't hear me ask the questions I usually ask in the intro, and you won't hear me introduce myself. So just in case you're new here, this is Strange and Unexplained with me, Daisy Egan. I'm someone who digs a ghost story as much as the next guy, but when that ghost story comes with a new Twitter following and a movie deal, I can't help but wonder, is this guy for real? Enjoy, Dear David. In the old days, if one had the misfortune of finding oneself the target of a ghost or poltergeist, one's options for seeking help were limited. If in a major city, one might be able to find a medium or a branch of one psychical research society or another, but if one lived somewhere remote, like, say, Borley, England, and a dead nun started walking through one's garden and all manner of spooky stuff started happening day and night, one might have to write into the local paper to appeal for help. Thank goodness, then, nowadays, if someone or something is haunting you, no matter where you live, as long as you live somewhere with a reliable internet connection, you only need send out a missive on social media and almost instantly you may have more replies than you can manage, both the helpful and unhelpful kind. Such is the double-edged sword that is the internet. And in the process, you might enjoy the added side effect of going viral and gaining hundreds of thousands of followers and seeing that little checkmark pop up next to your handle, if you enjoy that kind of thing. For 31-year-old cartoonist Adam Ellis, living in Astoria, Queens, a large internet following was probably an unspoken requirement for his job. Ellis made relatable millennial humor cartoons for BuzzFeed. TBH, I don't know how many followers he had in the summer of 2017, but whatever it was, that number was going to increase exponentially by the end of the year. On August 7th, 2017, Ellis posted this tweet, quote, "So my apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me." End quote. Ellis went on to explain that the ghost child had been visiting him in his dreams for a while, but one night, while Ellis was experiencing a bout of sleep paralysis, he saw the ghost sitting on the green rocking chair in his bedroom. Now, look, I don't know if I've said this before, but disregardless, I will say it again. If you're worried about ghosts in your house, don't have a rocking chair. Everyone knows that the rocking chair is the first thing ghosts go for. The ghost, whom Ellis had determined was a boy, had a giant dent on the right side of his head. Ellis drew a picture of the ghost for anyone following along at home to see what he meant. The boy sat staring at Ellis for a while and then got up and started shambling toward him. I don't know why shambling is somehow scarier than just regular walking, but we all know shambling is worse. Ellis, who couldn't move because of the sleep paralysis, had no choice but to lay there and watch as this dent-headed ghost boy shambled toward him. He said that just before the boy reached him, Ellis woke up. A few nights later, Ellis dreamt he was in a library where a little girl said, "You've seen dear David, haven't you?" She told him that David only appears at midnight and that you can ask him two questions which must start with "Dear David." And then she told him that if you ask dear David a third question, he'll kill you. So, that's fun. A few weeks after that, Ellis saw the boy in his dream, again sitting on the damned rocking chair. Ellis asked him how he died, and the boy said, "An accident in a store." Ellis asked him what happened in the store, and the boy replied, "A shelf was pushed on my head." And then Ellis did the one thing he was specifically told not to do by the random little girl in the dream. He asked David a third question. He asked who had pushed the shelf, but before David could answer, or worse, murder Ellis, Ellis woke up and was absolutely terrified. Around this time, Ellis's upstairs neighbors moved out. Thinking moving all the way upstairs, one flight up, would put an end to things, Ellis moved upstairs. Listen, if a ghost can slip through the veil or the space-time continuum or whatever you call it in order to haunt the living, you think they can't just go upstairs? I should go easy on Ellis, though. The random little girl didn't specify when or how David might kill him if he asked a third question, so it's likely he wasn't exactly in his right mind at this point. Not long after pulling the old moving upstairs to trick the ghost switcheroo, Ellis's two cats developed the habit of standing by the front door of the apartment every night at midnight and either staring up at the door or trying to see through the crack at the bottom of the door. So one night, Ellis looked out the peephole and was sure he saw something move in the hallway just outside his apartment. Of course, when he checked the hallway, there was nothing there. 2 days after posting that first thread of tweets about the previous few months of ghostly tomfoolery, on August 9th, Ellis posted photos and video of one of his cats who, for the sixth night in a row, would sit by the door at midnight staring at it intently. Now, look, you all know by now that I am not a cat person. Cats are too skittish and standoffish for my taste. They have a whole love me, don't love me vibe. But I will admit that they're probably smarter than dogs, and I definitely think that they can see ghosts. That is, when I choose to admit that I believe in ghosts. When I'm not in a particularly charitable mood, I'm pretty sure they're just watching dust particles. So, with his cats being weird at the door again, Ellis decided to take a picture of the hallway through the peephole, once again pulling a fast one on the ghost. At first, he didn't notice anything in the picture, so he opened the door and took another photo. Then, when he compared the two, he could swear he saw something on the stairs in the picture he took through the peephole. It just looks like a shadow, but it definitely isn't there in the picture he took with the door open. Of course, he thought it could have been a smudge or something, so he took another photo through the peephole, but this time the whatever it was gone. At least it was staying in the hall, I guess.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The cats continued their nightly vigil at the door, meowing so much Ellis was convinced they were trying to tell him something. On August 11th, Ellis reported that he'd used an app that recorded any errant sounds while he was sleeping. Most of the recordings were innocuous, but in one, he was sure he heard something that sounded like a snap and then something that sounded like a footstep. Ellis claimed he didn't get out of bed all night, and even if he had, surely he would have made more than one footstep, yes? Another recording of note was some random electric static noise that seemed to start and stop out of nowhere. And then, just after the static, another snap sound and Ellis groaning in his sleep. A few days after that, Ellis bought a brand new Polaroid camera and took some pictures around his apartment. All of the pictures were normal and showed nothing to write home about, except for when he opened his apartment door and took a picture of the hallway. Even though the hallway lights were on, the picture was completely black. He made sure the film wasn't bad and also took a picture with his finger in front of the lens in case that's what he'd done by mistake. The film was fine, and the picture with his finger over the lens is a completely different color. He tried a photo of the hallway again with the same result, pitch black. He then took a picture from farther away, so the inside of the apartment, the open apartment door, and the hallway are all in view. He took one photo with his phone and one in the same spot with the Polaroid. The photo from his phone shows a completely lit hallway. The Polaroid, again, shows the hallway in complete darkness. I'm no photography expert, but I'm relatively sure that lit hallways should show up in Polaroids as something other than black voids. If not, all those pictures from the 70s and 80s of people with mullets and creepy mustaches drinking Miller High Life in wood-paneled living rooms would have looked a lot different. Ellis tried saging the apartment, which my producer Angela tells me you are never supposed to do if you have ghosts. I don't know why. I don't do it because I absolutely hate the smell of sage and it makes me nauseous. But it seems the sage didn't sage too well because that very night, for the first time in months, Ellis dreamt about David. He seemed small and shriveled, sitting in that damn rocking chair just staring at Ellis. Meanwhile, at least one cat continued to hang out by the front door at midnight every night, and the sound app was picking up weird static every night at 3 a.m. that lasted about 5 minutes. On August 21st, Ellis tweeted that he'd dreamt David had dragged him by the arm through an abandoned warehouse. He woke up with a bruise on his arm, which he admitted may have come from an injury he hadn't noticed. Maybe the pain of the injury prompted the dream. But then he went to get coffee and passed by a warehouse that repaired food carts. He said for the entire 4 years that he'd lived there, it had always been very busy on the weekends. But this morning, it was completely emptied out. It was suddenly just an abandoned warehouse. Then his cats moved their nightly staring and meowing at the door routine earlier. At 10 p.m. every night, they would yell at the door for 15 minutes and then walk away like nothing had happened. And then Ellis started getting calls from an unknown number with no caller ID, over and over and over. When he finally answered, all he could hear was static, similar to the static that got picked up on his Sleep Talk app. After a minute of that, the static stopped, and then he was sure he could hear breathing, and then a very faint whispered, "Hello." At this point, Ellis was pretty panicked. He admitted that each individual incident on its own probably had some kind of logical explanation, but taken together, it was hard to not think there was something seriously spooky going on. By August 28th, Ellis had finally moved the rocking chair out of his room. How he hadn't already taken that thing to the local car crusher, I don't know. But he put it out in his living room and then got a nanny cam and, of course, caught the damn rocking chair rocking on its own. There was no open window or breeze to speak of, and the cats were nowhere near the chair when it happened. A half an hour after the haunted chair episode, he got another alert, and this time a small turtle shell that hung on the wall above the bookshelf fell off the wall, seemingly unprompted. Now, it's possible that some kind of vibration, a cooling system, pipes, a generator, made both the chair rock and the shell fall. They were both in the same area of the apartment. But again, in aggregate, this all seems really not good. A floorboard creaking does not a haunting make, but a floorboard creaking followed by an empty rocking chair rocking, things falling off the walls, and your cats having nervous breakdowns every night at your front door does at least a concern of haunting make. On September 5th, Ellis posted nanny cam footage of his cats acting super fucking weird in the living room. BTW, he'd apparently gotten rid of the godforsaken rocking chair, finally. In the nanny cam footage, one of his cats seems to be looking at something, clearly unsettled. The cat then apparently jumps over something that doesn't seem to be there, and when he lands, he immediately looks back at the spot he jumped over. Ellis assures us that it most likely is not a bug, as he almost never had bugs in his apartment, and his cat usually just eats bugs and moves on with his day. But here's the weirdest thing. There's a glass jar on the glass coffee table a few feet away from the cat. After the cat lands and looks back, the jar moves on its own. It's just a couple of inches and the cat notices it. But it seems Ellis didn't notice it. He didn't comment on it at all. I didn't read any of the 4.6 thousand replies to the video because I'm not a masochist. Also, I don't have Twitter anymore because fascism. And also, I refuse to call it by its new name. So I have to assume at least one other person noticed it, but Ellis never comments on it. It's possible condensation collected on the bottom of the jar, causing it to slide a little, but I watched it pretty closely, and the jar looks empty. But why didn't he notice the jar moving? The next night, the nanny cam recorded the cat doing some weird-ass shit on the couch. On and off for a few hours, the cat sits up on his hind legs and bats at something invisible. Now, how can you trust an animal that will run and hide for days if you sneeze too loudly, but will just sit there batting its paws at a ghost? Remember back when I said cats were smarter than dogs? I'm rethinking that, although my dog did just eat poop this morning. Understandably, Ellis started having nightmares, including one in which there was a severed head on the pillow next to him in bed. In true horror movie fashion, the face on the severed head was smiling and staring at him. And although he was horrified, Ellis managed to scream out, "What happened to you?" Which is not the first thing I would have yelled if I found a severed head smiling at me in bed. I don't know what I would yell, but I'm guessing it would be something like, "Fuck me, oh my God!" The head told him, "It feels great."
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use. customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Ellis took a walk to the bodega. For those of you not from New York City, bodega is New Yorkies for a small convenience store, usually with a cat. And on his way back, behind the shuttered gate of the empty warehouse, he heard a thud. Against his better judgment, and since the only window was too high for him to see into, he reached up to the window with his phone and took a picture, and then booked it home as fast as he could, whereupon he looked at the photo and was convinced he could see the ghostly figure of David. To me, the thing looks more like Casper the Friendly Ghost, but I'm not the one being haunted by a kid with a dented head who can only tolerate two questions. Ellis took himself to Japan for his birthday, and on October 3rd, he posted a picture of a statue in Sapporo with a whole bunch of people carved into it, including one that looked like a child with the exact same dent in its head as David. Fortunately for Ellis, but unfortunately for the sake of storytelling, that was the only haunty type thing that Ellis experienced in Japan. Back home in Astoria, Queens, lights in the apartment started going on and off for no reason. New light bulbs were burning out. Brand new LED light strips were blinking on and off. After hearing weird sounds out in the hall, Ellis once again took a photo of David through his peephole. This time, David's face is very close to the peephole. TBH, I couldn't see the face until the next post in which Ellis outlined what he thought was a face. Finally, in late October, Ellis broke down and sought professional help. He went to a therapist. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He called a friend to come spiritually cleanse his apartment. He claimed that by this time, the TV psychics and ghost hunters had started contacting him, but he wasn't interested in sensationalizing the story. Except on Twitter, apparently. So he phoned a friend. Actually, now that I think of it, this was probably a smart business move. All those people who called Ed and Lorraine Warren to investigate their haunted houses ended up, at the very least, having to split their movie deal profits with the Warrens. Probably best to leave the media personalities out of it. Keep that IP to yourself. The cleansing seemed to work until about a week later, when he passed by the empty warehouse again, as usual, but this time, the gate was open, and parked inside was a hearse. You know, no big deal. Of all the vehicles in all the empty warehouses in the city. Then, one night in early November, during another bout of sleep paralysis, Ellis saw David in his room again. As David started to get up and shamble toward him, Ellis managed to get his phone and take a bunch of pictures. Otherwise frozen, though, Ellis could do nothing beyond take photos, but lay there as David crawled up onto his bed, at which point, thank God, Ellis woke up. Now, I have had sleep paralysis many times in my life, and I can assure you that there is no way in hell I would be able to move enough to pick up my phone, turn it on, open the camera app, and take a bunch of photos. I can't even move my fingers when I'm in sleep paralysis, but you know, to each their own, I guess. When Ellis finally brought himself to look at the photos, sure enough, there was David sitting in the recliner at the foot of Ellis's bed, staring at him. And then there's David shambling toward the bed, and there's David pretty much right next to the bed, clear as day. Ish. To me, stranger, David looks like a doll. Like one of those My Buddy dolls from the 90s with maybe a replacement head of a doll whose head was left on a radiator by mistake and got melted on one side. Incidentally, my friend sang the jingle for those My Buddy commercials. Anyway, David's shoulders are too slumped. His arms hang weird. His hands seem too small, not to mention the incongruous deformity of his skull. In mid-November, Ellis started hearing noises above his apartment and learned there was a 3-foot-high attic slash crawl space between his apartment and the roof. The noises got louder and more frequent over time, eventually sounding like a bowling ball was being repeatedly dropped. The only way to access the crawl space was through a hatch in the ceiling in the hallway outside his apartment above the staircase. One morning in late November, Ellis found debris on the staircase just below the hatch. So, taking a 16-foot pole and recording the whole thing on his phone, Ellis tried opening the hatch. Almost as soon as he got it slightly open, something fell out on the stairs behind him. He thought maybe it was a dead rat or a squirrel. It was a child's shoe. It was old and made of leather. Why? Why? Honestly, I'm not sure what would have been worse, a dead rodent or some weird antique child's shoe. Ellis called his landlord, which I can't believe he hadn't done as soon as he started hearing shit drop in the empty crawl space above his apartment. When his landlord checked, he didn't find anything in the crawl space except for one very old marble. Ellis continued to struggle with nightmares and was, by mid-December, so exhausted he could barely function. Welcome to the club, buddy. And then, on December 12th, Ellis used an app that automatically takes a picture every 60 seconds and set up his phone to see as much of his bedroom as possible. And once again, he caught David, this time standing on the chair, staring at Ellis, and then staring at the ceiling, and then seemingly collapsed in the chair, and then gone. 15 minutes later, David was standing on Ellis's bed, again staring down at Ellis, and then he seemed to be looking right at the camera. He disappeared again, and then the last picture the app took shows what looks an awful lot like the top of a head, with wispy hair and a malformed ear. Why was this kid balding? Like, his hair looks like he's in the middle of some serious chemotherapy treatments. And he had a malformed ear? This kid's backstory seems to be getting more and more complicated. I don't know. I suppose if the whole thing were a hoax, Ellis might have tried to make the hair look a little less wispy. Then again, maybe he just found this weird-ass creepy doll somewhere and crafted this story around it. But couldn't he have included chemotherapy in the storyline? Throw a bone to those of us who get hung up on details like the level of hair wispiness. But also, does it strike anyone else as, I don't know, completely impossible that a shelf falling on someone's head would result in a dent in their head? Like, I'm pretty sure with a dent as large as the one Ellis said David had, his head would have been split open, no? Skulls don't just bend like, say, a rubber doll's head might. Ellis hightailed it home to Montana for the holidays, where, it seems, David followed him. He didn't seem to do much except make Ellis feel generally creeped out and leave tiny human footprints in the snow that inexplicably disappeared as though the person making them just vanished, or, I don't know, flew away? Back at his apartment in Queens on January 1st, Ellis dreamt that David was hovering above him near the ceiling. Suddenly, David came plummeting down into Ellis, who felt a huge pressure crash onto his chest. When he checked the photo app, there was nothing to see until the last photo, which seems to clearly show a child-sized human in midair, maybe a foot above Ellis. Of course, if someone or something were dropping from the ceiling, wouldn't it just look like a blur in a photo? Also, don't you find it convenient that so many hauntings seem to take place at night? Doctoring dark images, like, say, trying to hide fishing line that you've suspended a doll from the ceiling with, is much easier than messing with a clear, bright photo, I would think. And then, everything kind of stopped. Except for feeling a little out of it in general, for Ellis, life had kind of gone back to its normal pre-David days. That is, until mid-January of 2018, when Ellis posted some innocuous pictures of brunch with friends on his Instagram stories. The next day, he had tons of messages from people asking if he was okay. He had no idea what the hullabaloo was about. It had been more than 24 hours since he posted the photos, so they had vanished, as Insta stories do, but a few people sent him a screenshot. One of the photos of him and a friend, which had looked completely normal on his phone and when he posted it to Instagram, looked corrupted. It had turned pink and purple, and very clearly, superimposed over Ellis's face is another face. Ellis was basically like, "Look, I don't know what to say anymore. Obviously, there's a ghost child living inside me, but like, what can you do? Dear God, man, go to therapy. For the love of Dame Judi Dench, go to therapy." I got an email from my son's school saying he was having some issues at recess, and the first thing I did was call my therapist. This guy now apparently has the ghost of a child with a giant dent in his head and possibly a cancer diagnosis that required pretty serious chemotherapy, and who really won't cotton to too many questions, living inside his body, and he's just eating avocado toast like it's a normal Sunday? His cats continued to meow at the door, but it seems after the weird ghost face brunch incident, things stopped being so haunty. On March 12th, 2018, Adam Ellis tweeted, quote, "For everyone asking if I'm alive, I'm doing okay. It's been pretty quiet around here lately, and I've been trying to focus on work. Of course, I'll keep you updated if anything strange happens, but for now, I'm staying busy with drawing and other projects," end quote. The other project, it seems, was a movie based on his Twitter saga. Co-produced by BuzzFeed, the workplace where employees are encouraged to gain as large a social media following as possible, Adam Ellis managed to garner millions of followers and most likely a pretty sweet paycheck for his troubles. I can only hope he earmarked some of that for therapy. At the end of the day, less than a year of terrifying spookeries and the ghost of a dent-headed, bad-tempered kid possibly living inside your body is a small price to pay for a movie deal. Actually, now that I mention it, I'm pretty sure there's a dead girl living in my closet. I'll keep you posted. Next time on Strange and Unexplained. In August of 2006, Robert Wan, a young, successful, ambitious lawyer, planned to spend the night at a friend's house in D.C. after a late night in the office. Less than an hour and a half after arriving, Robert was dead, and the three other men in the house that night claim an intruder did it. But the truth of what happened in that house that night is far from clear. Strange and Unexplained is a production of Three Goose Entertainment with help from Grab Bag Collab. This episode was researched and written by me, Daisy Egan, with sound engineering by Angela Palladino and Amanda Rossman. If you have an idea for an episode, head to our website, strangeandunexplainedpod.com, and fill out the contact form. I read every single email, and I will write back. For more amazing content, join us at patreon.com/grabbagcollab, where for just $5 a month, you get all the Grab Bag exclusive shows, and for $8, you get those plus Amber Hunt's Crimes of the Centuries and Strange and Unexplained early and ad-free. Grab Bag is an all-female and non-binary-owned profit-share network where our contributors get to keep ownership of their shows. We strive to give a platform to those who might not be able to land themselves on a bigger network.
Who knows, maybe you have a podcast idea you'd like to pitch to GrabBag. We've got live recordings, watch parties, book clubs, and more. Why, there's so much going on over at GrabBag, you'd wondered if we missed the memo on how capitalism works. Join me on Instagram at SNUPod, Daisy Egan, and GrabBag Collab, or head to the Facebook page to join in the conversation. If you like the show, please visit a sponsor with our unique code, give us a quick review in 5 stars, subscribe and download, and tell a friend. Stay strange.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!